Right.
Various people in the chat said they could hear me, so I guess it's selective. Thank you all very much all for attending this webinar. As I believe you are all aware, AtLarge is going through a organizational review. These are periodic reviews that ICANN schedules every number of years. We have gone through the entire review process itself. The report has been issued, and the next step is for the ALAC to submit to the Board Operational Effectiveness Committee our position on the recommendations. That is, do we support recommendations? Do we reject them? If we reject them, why? If we support them, how do we plan to implement them? Either the how do we plan to implement them or should we reject something, our alternative implementation, are not a detailed implementation plan that we will use to actually do the work, but sufficient to give the board a good idea of what direction we're going in. The detailed work certainly will have to be done. There'll be a lot of work that will be coming afterwards. So the stage we're at right now is we have drafted a tentative reply. It's not finished yet, but it's getting close. Our intent is to submit this to the board in early September. And to do that, we have to have approval in principle of what we are saying from the ALAC at our ALAC meeting next Tuesday. So we're certainly scurrying very quickly to try to get the document in sufficient shape that we could do that. And part of the process is to review it with the community and to make sure that we're not doing anything that is radically unacceptable to people. We're not expecting a lot of surprises, to be honest. The response to the board is very close to, or at least largely based on, our response to the last draft of the review. There were some changes, one or two substantive ones, but there were not a lot of changes from the final draft to the final report. So in many cases, what we said to the reviewers is the base, either accepting it or rejecting it, is the basis for what we're saying to the board at this point. So although we're not expecting a lot of surprises, it's really important that everyone weigh in and make sure that we do have the support of the community. This is a product of the AtLarge Review Working Party and the ALAC. To the extent that you may have comments or suggestions, they should be funneled through your representatives on the review part, on the working party. And if that's not a readily available list, staff can put it up as we proceed. And with that, I'm going to turn it over, I think, to Holly next. And let's get on with the real work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. And hopefully on the screen, could I have the slides, please? Okay. And just by way of background, Alan has pretty much covered it. We're at the final stages of at least the review to go to the board. Where we're up to right now is really at the second dot point where we've had both Wiki and Google Docs versions of the feasibility assessment and implementation available for comment, and I thank everybody for commenting. We have to have this document complete and ready for ALAC sign-off by August 21st because we will be voting on it on the 22nd of August. From there, as Alan said, it first has to go to the Organizational Effectiveness Committee. That has to be ready by the 15th of September, and for those who've read the form, there are still things to be filled out. We will be working with OEC to to fill those out appropriately. The 15th allows OEC time to do preparation for consideration by the OEC on the 21st of September. And at that stage, then it goes straight to the board at the ICANN meeting. And really, that's when the next phase begins, which is implementation. As Alan said, there have been a number of recommendations, 16 in all, plus some additional recommendations that are, in many respects, simply repeat what was recommended in the recommendations for the as I'm sure all of you remember, the review recommended a thing called the Enhanced Membership Model, the EMM. We did not agree with that, so some of our responses are we do not actually agree with the model and we don't believe it will work. But the issues that were identified by the review team, we either agreed or disagreed with. There are three following slides, and both Alan and Olivier will talk to them. The first is simply the recommendations made by the review team, items that we reject, and three of those we reject outright. The other two we reject but suggest that the issue identified can be addressed in particular ways.
Pero sugieren que la cuestión identificada se puede abordar.
The next slide will be
la siguiente
the
diapositiva
things that actually depend on
es la siguiente. Nosotros pensamos que esto va a depender también de
Holly. I'm sorry, Holly, this is Ishim speaking. Apologies
habla
for interrupting,
Holly,
but we're having
a
technical issue at the moment.
We're
hearing Spanish.
En el canal en español.
I'm trying to locate the issue right now.
Okay. Has that been sorted?
Okay. It's much better. And Holly, I would like to remind you to speak up a bit more,
I was aware
please,
of that.
And
yeah, okay.
Yes, and please don't forget to speak slowly, so because sometimes our interpreters are having some issues with interpretation. Thank you very much. Back to you, please.
Thank you. Okay. And the third slide that Alan and Olivier will be addressing are those recommendations that we have accepted and said we will progress. So with that, for the
que van a abordar,
next part of this discussion, it will be Olivier who will be talking to those recommendations made by ITEM that we will be dealing with that have to do with the RALOs, and Alan will be talking to the others. So I suppose, Olivier, go ahead if you want to talk to those issues identified by RALOs as ones that concern them. Ahead.
Thank you very much, Holly. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking. So I gather we've gone off the whole presentation. Let's move on then, please, to the overall document. And I've looked at the overall document. As you know, you've had the background from Holly. And no, this is not the right slide, but I have the PDF of the whole thing, please. We'll wait while it's getting uploaded. And so the recommendations that affected the RALOs are effectively recommendation 3, 5, 11, 12, 13, 16, and the expanded membership, empowered membership model. This is a PDF copy of the Google Doc, which we've shared on the various mailing lists. You will have seen that it's still a work in progress. And so this is just a snapshot that was taken a very short while ago. And thanks very much, Ariel, for putting the link in the chat at the moment. It's a view-only document, which means if you've got input, please tell your representatives on the at-large review working group on purpose that you're not able to comment directly. Otherwise, there would just be an absolute cacophony of sounds all over. So the ones which are particularly pertinent to region at large organizations and to our ELSs, we're looking at recommendation number 3, the empowered membership model. And so moving over to that recommendation, thanks very much for doing this, Ariel, or whoever is in charge of that. This one, recommendation 3, mentions that at-large support staff should be more actively involved in supporting the policy work of the ALAC. And that talks, of course, about the different staff resources being concentrated on administrative support and so on. And that the when you look at the at-large comments themselves, it talks about the input for ELSs and for work and so on coming from both the ALAC and the RALOs, but there does need to be additional support for communication between the ALAC and the RALOs. One of these things that appears to require some improvement. So that's one that we basically have said we support things. Can you not hear me well?
Hear you very well, Olivier.
Can you hear me? Do I come
out
well?
Hi, Olivier. This is Isham speaking. Yes, we can hear you well.
Okay, thanks. No, it's just I'm getting messages that the interpreters are not able to hear me well. So that might be a problem on the interpreter's line, not on my line. I'm not sure how we want to play this one.
Hi, Olivia. This is Isham speaking. I'm currently in touch with our interpreters, and could you please speak again so we can check if they can hear
okay.
you fine or not?
I'm testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. You can say a few other things. Let me continue. So there is certainly this link between the ALAC and the need for communication between the ALAC and the RALOs. And that's something which I think that in response we have expressed is quite welcome, and certainly having more resources to be able to do that is very welcome. Now, turning back to recommendation number 2, that was the one that I really wanted to focus on today, and that's the expanded membership model. It's actually it's a recommendation to which the response has been quite extensive, because it's a recommendation that is, I would say, rejected because of the adoption of the expanded empowered membership, as recommended by the review, would effectively turn things completely upside down, with the at-large structures somehow being pushed on the side and the individual members being pushed forward as having the same status as the members through the at-large structures. So overall, the ALAC rejects the adoption of the MM, but it does accept the need for further support for individual participation in ALAC and RALOs. And if you look at that recommendation, number 2, you will see that the the whole explanation that 4 of the 5 RALOs have active individual memberships, the 5th is finalizing their procedure to do the same. There is a real drive in at-large to enable full participation by individual users. And I can certainly speak about my region, where in Uralo we created an association specifically for the individual users. We have seen very good growth in that association, and a lot of involvement from individual users that go into working groups, etc. So really the gist of the discussion and the explanation is being given here is that you do not need an expanded, an empowered membership model to get more end user participation. And there certainly is no evidence at all as to why or how the whole voting procedures and getting those individual members to have an equal vote to the at-large structures would actually bring any further involvement. you know, the involvement really being the work that is done in the working groups and drafting policy and doing things. Voting is something that is pretty much fringe in our organization, where in the RALOs we work with consensus, and on the ALAC, the only time when a vote takes place really is, again, the vote on, they run on consensus, and then the vote takes place when there needs to be a ratification of a statement or a ratification of a document of some sort. It's quite mind-boggling, but I think that we've provided a good, you know, all the text that is in there is quite extensively provides a good background and a good point as to why the expanded membership model is not, or the empowered membership model is not the optimum way to do things. And in fact, this here is also developed in the recommendation EMM1, which asks to remove the criteria for at-large membership. And so there's further text that is included in EMM1, which is much further down in the document to describe this. That's a key part of the discussions. The next recommendation is recommendation 5. That really pertains to RALOs, and that's to do with the involvement of RALOs and at-large structures to contribute to meetings in between ICANN senior staff, the Internet Society, and other ISTAR organizations out there. And the response here is that there is support from our community, and it's something that's already being implemented across the RALOs as the opportunities arise. However, we as an you know, the at-large community or the ALAC or the at-large part of ICANN has never been so far invited to those ISTAR meetings or even funded to go to these ISTAR meetings. So there might be some need to liaise on this. And I seem to have someone again on the channel. No? Okay. So, and of course here there is an extensive paragraph about the possible dependencies, that it's not something that is purely in our hands, but it is also there needs to be some input from staff and from ICANN management, et cetera, especially since this might involve travel support, et cetera. Then the next recommendation was 11. And 11 is effectively looking at the cancellation of at-large summits, global at-large summits, and replacing these five-yearly global at-large summits with an alternative model of rotating annual regional at-large meetings. And so, while, you know, these are really broadly popular, these at-large summits, they've been difficult to organize, but they've been short on effective results, and so more frequent regional meetings would be much more effective in encouraging both policy input and outreach while familiarizing more of at-large with workings of ICANN. And in here, the ALAC actually rejects this recommendation. There is this saying, and I've seen some people mention this, you know, one world, one internet is this is the motto of ICANN at the moment. And yet, what this recommendation seems to be saying is that we should divide the world into the five regions and not get that one meeting, with one global meeting. So, bit of a problem here. So the ALAC does reject the recommendation to replace the five yearly ATLAS meetings with annual regional at-large meetings. But what it does do, though, is it supports the holding of the general assemblies. And this is the current system, basically, with having the general assemblies and having the at-large summits as well. So that's the next thing. And I'm really sorry about the background noise, but I've got the window open and it's a bit hot. And, of course, people are a bit excited outside. I hope it doesn't create too much of a problem. Next is, this is France, after all. The next recommendation is to do with the recommendation 12, where the RALOs, and let's scroll down to recommendation number 12, if we can. And here it says, as part of the annual outreach strategies, the RALOs should continue to put a higher priority on the organization of external events in the region. So being involved with IGF, regional internet registries, Internet Society, etc., and to use CROP and other funding to do that. And here there was definitely some support for this from at large, and that somehow also links up with the answer to the ISTAR organizations in recommendation number 5. So I think we can swiftly move on with this one. We explain what CROP does, etc., and hopefully the our point of view there will also be agreed with by the board. Recommendation number 13 is speaking about needing more regular and more systematic RALO participation in regional events. Again, there was support in principle, and certainly the ALAC agrees that opportunities for travel and outreach should be well documented. And I think that this is something that is currently taking place, not only as part of the CROP, but all of the other work that we do outside. And when it comes down to the travel support, and this, I think, is the really core of this recommendation, the whole transparency about the travel support being offered. In our response, what we do say is we certainly support the transparency in travel funding, and in fact, some of this transparency is already in place with travel funding being shared and published for some of the, certainly for the ICANN meetings, but not as part of the travel funding that for other, certainly other events, and that if there is such transparency needed from at large, then we would certainly wish to have that transparency to be across everything in ICANN. So that would include travel funding of people in other in supporting organizations, other supporting organizations and advisory committees. I think it would be quite unfair if only the at-large was subjected to this kind of transparency. And finally, moving further down, the number 16, I believe, with the ALAC should adopt a set of metrics that are consistent for the entire at-large community. Again, that's a discussion that has been had for quite a while within at-large. The extension to the railers here, of course, is that it could be the subjecting of at-large structures themselves being subjected to metrics. So there is some support with qualification. We are rejecting the EMM model, but certainly there is a plan to have better metrics as to the return on the amount of work being done, and the set of metrics for performance of ALAC members is something that's already in place. There might be some need to look at metrics for attendance of ALAC and RALO members and ICANN meetings and attendance on conference calls, etc. We certainly are explaining that there is also an at-large metrics working group working on this, and that we should just let the ALAC subcommittee on metrics and the RALOs work on this and work in their own pace. So that's the response that is being given on there. The last few boxes are to do with responses to the expanded, the empowered membership model. EMM1, I've already spoken about. EMM2 has been discussed in recommendation number 16. EMM2 being the ALAC defining a set of metrics. There was some repeat in that. And finally, EMM4, scrolling further down, this one is just very slow scrolling, and I have to come down 2-4. Sorry for this. And EMM4 is to do with the updating of the rules of procedure to include the new procedure regarding the appointment of RALO leaders and their corresponding responsibilities. That effectively is saying that the RALO leadership should also be ALAC members. And so we outright reject this. The feedback that has been received for a long time has been that there's already so much work on the shoulders of RALO leaders, it would be quite quite impossible and unreasonable to expect that they should do double duty of both ALAC members and RALO leaders. These are the few points that are specifically relating to at-large structures and regional at-large organizations. And I'll give the floor over to Alan Greenberg, who's kept his hand up, actually, for a while. I'm sorry, Alan, I was reading the document. I didn't see your hand. But in any case, Alan is going to focus on many of the points that I might have missed and is going to focus on the things that maybe we should be possibly looking at and focus on. Alan, you have the floor. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't actually planning to speak. My name showed up in the agenda after I looked at it earlier today, so I'm not quite sure what I was supposed to be doing at this point. I put my hand up to make a couple of quick comments, and we're just about to go into the feedback part of the meeting, so thank you for being brief, Olivier. Two comments. Number one, Holly had said that we need to have this document ready for the 21st. Because of the meeting on the 22nd. In fact, we really need to get a document out in PDF Word format so that people can look at it over the weekend at the very least. So our target at this point is to have something ready, although perhaps not the final one, ready for the for Friday so people will have a couple of days to look at it. It is a moderately substantive document if you haven't looked at it before. And just to be clear, the ALAC will be approving this in principle. There will still be a fair amount of editing and cleanup that will have to be done, but not any substantive changes. So just to be clear what we will be doing at the ALAC meeting next Tuesday. The other comment I have is on the, not on the EMM model, the Empowered Membership model, but on our response. Now, our response says we are rejecting the EMM because we do not intend to effectively eliminate ALSs or make individual members exactly the same as ALSs, which was in the proposal, nor are we planning to implement some of the other things associated with the EMM, such as having ALAC members and RALO officers do double duty. But we are accepting the concept of individual members, and at this point, three RALOs have them, one is just about to, and the fifth is working on it. And that does, in fact, mean that we are going to be putting additional emphasis on individual members and trying to get them involved, in addition to trying to get ALS members involved and active in our policy processes. So that will mean a change in thrust within the RALOs that people should expect, and we're looking for contributions to make sure that does happen. Because we're not rejecting the concept of having active individual members in addition to ALSs, and it will take work to implement this. So just a couple of thoughts. And that's all I really have to say. Holly, do you want me to chair this? Continue chairing this?
Well, you're down as chair.
Okay, that's true. In that case, I have Cheryl and Tijani in the queue, and we are now officially in the section of discussion with the RALOs, and that implicitly means anyone who is on the call at this point. So, Cheryl, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Cheryl here. Very, very briefly, I just wanted to remind everybody that, of course, individual members were, as a concept and indeed as a commitment by ALAC and the five regions, is nothing to do with in terms of newness with this current review. It was a specific recommendation out of the original one.
Thank you very much. Holly, I see your hand. I'm not quite sure if it's, since you're a presenter, I'm not sure where you came in the queue. I'll do Tijani and then Holly.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. You said, Alan, that we need to put more emphasis on individual members and make them active. I think we have to make our ALSs active. The individual members, I hope that they are active. They are active, for example, in Naralu, for example. But our challenge is to make our ALSs active. the individual members is something that we added. We started with the ALSs, and then we added the individual members. It is good to have everyone active, and we will do everything to make everyone active. But the most important thing for us is to make our ALSs active, to convince people that we are right when we said we don't want to eliminate the ALSs. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. I perhaps I didn't say it clearly. I did say we need to get individual members active and ALS members active, and that means not only the ALS representative, but members within the ALS. And I'm not sure which is most important. I'm not sure I want to prioritize those two, but you're right. We have said we want to maintain ALSs. We need to demonstrate they have a purpose and impact. Holly, go right ahead.
Yeah, just a clarification in these slides that were up in the beginning, just very quickly for those who haven't been following the either the Google Docs or the Wiki version, the second, third, and fourth slide list the recommendations we have rejected, the recommendations that are dependent on staff and funds, and then for the final one, the recommendations that we actually are going to be implementing in full for those of us who want to check on this. Now, I have to say there has been a lot of comment. There's some comment in the chat that questions where the responses are to what's been said. I have to say Cheryl and I went through line by line. So everybody's contribution that has been happening over the past 6 weeks has been talked about and in one sense or another replied to. The reason for this call is so that everybody can have a final look, as Alan said, to make sure that if your comments will have been read, that it this accurately reflects a way forward that everybody can sign off and print, and as Alan said, that's in principle. There'll be some cleaning up, but right now we have to focus on the larger issues of what we do and do not agree with. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Just to be clear, many of the comments we have received, particularly those on the wiki, have been related to how do we address the problems, how do we implement.
Yes.
The report to the board is pretty high level, but we have captured all of those, and those will be brought back when we start talking about implementation, assuming these items are agreed to by the board and we end up implementing them. Sebastian, you're next. Cannot hear you, Sebastian. Sebastian, if you're speaking, we cannot hear you. Please let us know in the chat if we should go on to somebody else.
Perhaps he's speaking in the French channel.
Is Sebastian speaking on the French channel or on the English channel? We cannot hear either.
Hi, Alan. This is Vishen speaking. Our French interpreters just confirmed me that Sebastian is not on the phone bridge.
No.
So.
No, he said he's on the English channel, but we cannot hear him. If you could try redialing him or making another connection, we'll go on to Alberto first.
And now you can hear me?
This is Alberto Soto for the record.
Yes, Sebastian. Alberto speaking. We'll go back to you in a moment.
Okay, I will come later. No
about
worries.
The ALSs, for the Lac Rallo ALSs. And during the last 4 or 5 years, we have been having some activities. And some members of the board saw that activity, and they said this was very important. I don't know if you are taking that into account. That is showing that one individual cannot do all the things that an ALS may be able to do because ALSs have thousands of users. Thank you.
Thank you, Alberto. And we look forward to getting all of those thousands involved. Sebastian, go ahead.
Thank you, Ellen. Sorry for the trouble. Sébastien Bachelet speaking. Yeah, I think I agree with you about the question about individual participation, but I guess the way it is written, the document didn't reflect totally what you are saying. I guess it's important to take your point of view as the one we want to express. It seems to me it's too much focus on individual members, individual users member, not affiliated with ILSs, and not pushing enough that we have to take into account all the individual users, member or a specific ILS or member of the individual user ILS for Europe, for example, or other form of membership. I think that what we need to say is that we want to focus, or we want to try to reach out to each person, member of ILSs or not, but not too much on just individual. As Alberto just said, it's important. Why we have ILSs is because we think that it's always better to be a member of something and to participate in a discussion, to share ideas, and just to be alone and to express your own ideas. And as I have the floor, I just wanted to ask a few questions on the document. It's we talk about at-large member, and it could be useful to express what it is. Is it the LSEs? It is individual members? It is the individual member of the LSEs? It's both? Just to be clear on what we say, and it's in recommendation one. And I have one also question. It's written somewhere, at-large leadership, and I would like very much to know what is at-large leadership, and if it could be written somewhere in the document, it could be also help. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. My impression was we were being pretty clear, saying, yes, we accept individual members, which was the focus of the review, recommendations, but we value ALSs, and we understand we have to get the members of ALSs to be more active than they are right now, and we have a communication plan in development to do that. If indeed that is not coming through, then yes, you're right, we need to address it, because both of those are important. In terms of defining at-large member, I think that's a good idea. From my point of view, I treat it as any ALS member is as well as the ALS and individual members, but other people may have different views. I'm interested in hearing as we go forward. And lastly, defining at-large leadership, that's the ALAC leadership the ALAC plus the RALO leaders is the term we have been using for quite some time. Yes, someone's trying to speak.
Yes, I am. It's Cheryl. To what you were just saying to Sebastian, where you have ALMs at large members and the term leadership as you've described, it is quoting verbatim what the independent reviewers have said. It is not terms we use. It is terms they use, and it is certainly nothing that we need to worry about in terms of us making up new terminologies at all. Our terminologies are only as per our rules of procedure. However, there was a discussion in the drafting team for us to put a small glossary together for explanation of the poorly defined terms that are abound in the independent examiner's documentation. There were times in the independent examiner's sections, the quotations that were given, which is the top section of each of the recommendations, where it was so impossible to parse what was being said in any sensible way that we've in fact put in bracketed text to try and add some more understandable terminology. But hopefully, Sebastian, we can pick up those points you made in a simple glossary of their terminology. And we'll also be linking to the ICANN Jargon Buster just for people's ease of reading. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. We have two people requesting to be in the queue. We have Dave and Olivier. I note we have 15 minutes left, so I ask people both their questions and anyone answering them to try to be brief. Thank you. Dave?
Thank you. This is Dave Nant speaking. So two comments. regarding Recommendation 12, which is dealing with the reload, should continue to put high priority on organization of regional events. There was no mention in our comment that the RELOs have MOUs with the RIRs, and I think that probably needs to be mentioned because we focused a little bit on the crop, which is good, but there was really no mention that, you know, RELOs have been engaging, at large has been engaging with the regional ISTAR or groupings. So I think that needs to be added. Regarding Recommendation 10, regarding the electric consider some sort of chat application, free open source Slack-like application. The Technology Task Force has done a report at ICANN 58, Copenhagen, regarding how at-large should be using Slack. And I can post a link to the TTF slides for ICANN 58 in the chat. And perhaps that could also be linked to or reviewed by the pen holders. There's one other aspect regarding individual membership. Probably it doesn't need to go into this, but really the idea for individual members, it really does need to be streamlined and not be done in a ad hoc manner by individual RELO. I think it has to be more along the lines of how ALS is applied to become at-large structures. There needs to be a straightforward path for a person to become an at-large individual. That's an observation. That's it.
Right. Thank you very much, Dave. Quick responses. In terms of references to the RIR MOUs, I believe there is one. There is such a reference there. In terms of the chat applications, I don't think we need to give detailed technical input to the board. What we are saying is we will adopt process tools as appropriate, and we are certainly active on that. It's not as if we're ignoring it. In terms of the streamlining individual membership, that has been discussed extensively as we've gone forward. Although many people say it would be a good idea, we know it would add probably years to the process if we tried to get all RELOs aligned on exactly the same terms. And at this point, it was more important to get individual members in all five RELOs than to try to align their rules. So I believe we're in a strong position to go forward right now. That doesn't mean we can't change in the future. Olivier?
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Clapin-Ablon speaking. And in response to what Dave was saying, yes, it's in Recommendation 5. There is an extensive response on this. Perhaps should we, as we have done in other recommendations, when some of the recommendations had to be repeated or there was a similar topic, we should, in Recommendation 12, reference the answer to Recommendation 5 regarding the regional internet registry. I just wanted to say one thing that I've read in the chat with regards to, that came from Glenn McKnight, speaking about this, always this question about at-large structure representatives being the only people in the at-large structures that take part in the ICANN work, and the fact that actually it should be, there are other people in the at-large structure that can be involved and that can do things other than the appointed ALS member to the RELO. And I think we might have not captured that somewhere in the text, so we might wish to also add this. That not only are we looking forward to have individual users, but also the different people from ALS, not just that one person there. And I think that's one of the big question marks that some people have been asking, saying, well, why would I be involved in this through this at-large structure? If I'm involved through this at-large structure, then I'm not able to take part because I would have to only talk to that ALS representative from that at-large structure. That's all I wanted to add. Thanks.
Thank you, Olivier. There is definitely reference to getting individual ALS members involved and the communication plan that we have to try to reach out to them. So we could certainly strengthen it and make cross-references, but it is very much there. I'm quite sure of that. We have no more hands at this point. We have another 11 minutes to go in the 60-minute call. Is there anyone else who would like to get input in? Sebastian, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. In recommendation 5, we talk about I-STAR meeting with staff. I guess we need to clearly say that when staff meet staff, we are not anything to do with that. When the board meet with board, it's a duty either. But what we need to say is that we already have meetings with I-STAR organization at the regional level. I'm not sure that we need and we want to have that at the global level. But if we want, then we can invite them to the next ATLAS. And my second point is about ATLAS. I am very, very disappointed that they didn't understand at all what the ATLAS was supposed to meant and why we have done it. And it's one of my elements to say what is the level of the understanding of this small group of people to what we have done. And that's a pity that we spent so much time, so much money for such a bad result. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. I believe you will find that we do make it clear that we don't go to the executive meetings because we're not invited, but would be delighted to go if we were. And we do things at a regional level. So maybe all these are not obvious. It is there. In terms of them not understanding ATLAS, if we were going to discuss how many things were not understood by the reviewers or chose to ignore things that we said to them, this would be a much longer call than an hour. But noted. Marita.
Yes. Hello. I've read this document, and I think a wonderful job has been done in responding to all the recommendations that came forward from the items study. And so I'm wondering, for anyone like myself who can't attend the Tuesday meeting, how do we present our support for this document?
Tell your ALAC members. Your ALAC
right.
members, since you're from North America, are me,
yes,
Garth Bruin,
okay,
and Javier.
I guess I just did that.
Thank you. I'll pass the message on. Cheryl, go ahead.
Thank you. See if you get a sensible answer back, Alan, and that is a joke, by the way. Cheryl, for the record. I just wanted to, as we obviously might be wrapping up fairly soon, just make sure that all of the regional leaders understand a very important opportunity in a very short amount of time. So, yes, I am belaboring a point here. We only have a couple of days now for you as regional leadership to say to us as a drafting team or to the working party via your regional representatives, if there is anything in this document that is counter to what you understand is the opinions of your at-large structures and individual members. We don't think there is, but this is a sanity-checking opportunity. If there is, and it's substantial, then we need to know about that urgently. If it is simple grammar or something less or not substantial, then we can tidy that up after we get ALAC approval in principle on Tuesday. But as you saw with the timeline, we are up against it at the moment. It is quite a tight timeline. And so your reassurance to your ALAC representatives, picking up on Maria's point, is going to be vital for the Tuesday deliberations. That's really all I wanted to say. It's just that if it's substantial, we need to know about it and need to know about it urgently. We don't think there is, but you're the sanity checkers. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Olivier, your hand is up. I believe that's a new one.
Yes, Alan, thank you very much. Olivier Catana-Blanc speaking. I was just going to add one more thing. Based on previous times we have discussed this, this document was discussed yesterday with the Wailo leaders, and one of the feedback that was received was a concern about basically being constructive and saying, well, you know, there have been some people expressing concerns, obviously, really expressing concerns, the people that were interviewed expressing concerns, and that we shouldn't just say, oh, we're not interested in this recommendation and, you know, just throwing it away effectively and saying and offering nothing in return. I think that the document in itself has gone to quite some length. And the group has gone to quite some length to offer an alternative to the recommendations that have been rejected, and an alternative that would be both viable and that would definitely enhance the community. But I would be interested in hearing if anybody actually looks and says, well, I don't think that will be enough, and there needs to be more to enhance this respond to that concern. There's still time to just add this to the document, so I think that would be helpful. Thanks.
Thank you, Olivier. I put myself in the queue, and I know we're short of time, so I'll be very brief. Let's be blunt. Many of the issues identified by the items review group team, including the lack of sufficient participation, are not figments of their imagination. They are real issues that we are aware of, and it's not surprising they noticed them because we told them about it. So it didn't require a lot of in-depth investigation on their part. We have been struggling with some of these problems for a long time. There is let's not pretend that because we're writing this document, suddenly we are going to have the silver bullets, the definitive answers to address all of our issues. We are recognizing what the issues are, and we are talking about what we are going to be doing to try to address them. How successful they will be is going to be a matter for history to decide. So let's not pretend that we have all the answers right now, but we are trying, and I hope that message is getting through. And if you don't hear it getting through in the document, then please let us know. Final comments. We have 3 minutes to go. If not, I'll turn it back to Holly.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. And a reminder, there really is, and I just repeat what Cheryl said, there is very little time left. And thank you all for participating with the RALO discussion that's been led by Olivier. I'm sure that what he was saying earlier has been incorporated. We are now at the stage where we have really only a few days to get this document in final shape before we have ALAC sign-off. And a point I also want to stress is, Alan said, many of the comments made are relevant for how we will implement what we say we're going to do. Those steps have not necessarily been put into this document, but for all of the comments that said this is what we need to do, they have been noted, and they will wind up in our implementation plan so that when we say we are going to address these issues, then the next point of discussion will be our implementation plan on addressing the issues that have been identified. So, look, thank you for everyone who over the past 6-7 weeks has contributed to this document. It's really been very valuable, both writing anything on one of the two, on the Wiki or the Google Docs, and also participating in these calls. It's actually made sure that the response that we have is a response from everyone, and that is a point we can happily make to the board. This actually represents the voice of all of us. So there are just a couple of days left to respond. Please do if you have anything further to say, and this document will be put to the ALAC for in-principle support on the 22nd. Any further questions before we end this call?
Not any questions, Holly, but just to note, for those who haven't noticed, we do have Renalia and Leon on the call, our current and incoming board members, who will be responsible for one or the other, depending on the timing, for seeing this through the Operational Effectiveness Committee and then the board. So hopefully this has been an interesting discussion for them as well. Thank you both for attending. Any further comments? I see no hands. We are just on the hour. Therefore, I thank you all for attending. It's been a marvelous turnout, far better than we often get on these calls. So I was a bit dubious we could arrange one on such short notice and make it effective, but Holly and Olivia, you did a marvelous job, and thank you all for attending. The meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, all.
Thank you. Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Merci. Bye-bye.